This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Dining out with allergies is always going to be tricky, but it's made far more difficult when restaurant staff don't take it seriously. Sandra Souris is mum to 8-year-old Robert, who has life-threatening allergies. Her son recently went into anaphylactic shock at a wedding reception when he was served a frozen dessert that a waiter guaranteed was dairy-free. Well, that dessert turned out to be vanilla ice cream. It highlights the inadequate training of restaurant staff to deal with food allergies. Now, I've got Sandra on the line to share her experiences. Hi, Sandra.
Hi there.
I'm so sorry for what you've been through. It just sounds like a horrific ordeal. First of all, Sandra, can you just tell us, what are your son's allergies?
So Robert is allergic to peanut and all dairy.
What actually happened that day at the wedding reception you attended?
Well, they made numerous mistakes right from the start, even though we told them prior to attending. They served pasta with Parmesan cheese on top, which I sent back. They then followed up with a meat dish with a gravy sauce. They were unable to identify the ingredients of the gravy sauce, and I sent that back. And then they followed up with a guaranteed dairy-free treat. The waiter used those words, "I guarantee this is a dairy-free treat."
So tell us about that conversation. What did your son say to him, and how did he answer?
So the waiter turned up, produced this lovely frozen dessert on a plate similar to a parfait and said, "This is for Robert. It's a dairy-free treat." I asked him, "Are you sure?" He said, "I guarantee, ma'am, this is a dairy-free treat prepared by the chef." My son, who is very well versed in knowing what could potentially happen, turned to the waiter and said, "Are you sure?" And the waiter replied, "Positive." So those are two very powerful words. So due to that assurance, he had a tiny little taste. He then said to me, "It doesn't taste like soy." So I questioned the waiter, "Is it soy?" And he said he is unsure, but it was definitely prepared by the chef. He further had another little tiny taste, both which wouldn't have been an eighth of a teaspoon, after which he said his mouth started to tingle. I then knew immediately there must have been dairy in the product and called for the manager. Before the manager turned up, Robert had already started having difficulty breathing, and his eyes started to puff, his tongue, his mouth, and we were in starting to be in great distress.
And so what happened then? You called the ambulance, I assume?
Sadly, no. I began to panic. Although I'm trained in what to do next, I gave him Zyrtec. The manager came out and was in conflict mode. He was became very clear that he did not know that we were in a family in distress and that my child's life had been compromised. I have 4 children, 2 of which were crying enormously at this stage. My elder child, who is 16, manly size, 6'2", swept him up in his arms as my husband tried to speak to the manager, and we went to the hospital, which was around the corner, literally around the corner, who then took over his care.
Okay, and your son has now since recovered? I mean, how bad did that reaction get?
Robbie was crying silent tears as he struggled to breathe in the car and was fearful of his life. He was shaking. He was pale. I was shaking. I was, having a cold sweat during this time. He vomited tremendous amounts, the ferocity which poured through his nose, and he could not breathe through the bouts of vomiting, which were relentless. The enormity of the physical pain that he went through, but not only that, the trauma that that ensued afterwards. And he's still suffering stomach cramping, and we're in the 5th month since the event. He's still suffering pain in the stomach, and it's most likely due to what had occurred, and there's a potential damage that has occurred to his stomach lining.
Yeah, wow. So unfortunately, it sounds like the hospital staff were able to deal with the reaction and to treat it appropriately so that it calmed down.
Absolutely. They were magnificent. For all the listeners out there, do not hesitate to give the EpiPen. I know I hesitated. I just, the fear of it all got me.
Yeah, a very stressful situation to be in, and you don't always react in the way that you know that you should at the time.
That's right.
Very easy in hindsight to go, "I should have given the EpiPen." But at the time, I guess it's such a frightening thing to see that probably you're not thinking as clearly as you would normally be. What changes would you like to see in the restaurant and catering industry to protect people as a result of what happened to you?
I would love to see mandatory training in the allergy and anaphylaxis awareness and knowledge. John Hart makes a statement that says our only responsibility is to serve customers the food they order. but that is all I asked for. And we all need that the people that are in restaurants, cafes, any food outlet, need to understand when a person with an allergy walks in and they tell them what the allergy is and they disclose that information, that they understand what that's about. So mandatory training alongside food handling should be included.
Yeah, the thing that's very distressing about your story is that somebody clearly lied to you in that situation. I mean, I guess it's possible it could have been an honest mistake, but it seems as though the request just wasn't taken seriously. Do you think this incident would have been prevented if staff had appropriate allergy training and realised the seriousness of the situation?
Absolutely. I don't know how anyone who would have known what allergy meant could have possibly ever served anything and not questioned whether it was dairy-free or not dairy-free and just served it up.
Yeah, and somebody obviously scooped that ice cream out of the punnet and knowing
and
that
it up, knowing it wasn't dairy-free, but didn't understand what that actually meant.
Mm. So what have you learnt from this in terms of, you know, what should parents of children with allergies do before dining out?
Look, I thought I knew. I was always very proactive, and as it was a wedding, I spoke to the staff prior to the event. I often speak to the chef and ascertain comfortableness, so to speak, with the chef. On this occasion, I did not speak to the chef. The place assured me that they were well-versed in this. What advice can I give? If in doubt, leave it out. If you have any doubt that this may not be what you requested, do not have it, walk away, because the ramifications are huge.
Mm. And so how's your son doing now? He must have been quite deeply affected by this.
He has had some counselling, and as a family, we've discussed it at length, and we try to normalise what's going on, and I think that's very important for all allergy sufferers. He has a fear, so he does avoid foods. He finds it difficult to trust when we're out. We don't eat out. I find it difficult unless I have a relationship with the outlet.
Yeah.
He is progressing well. As I said, he's still having some physical pain, and he's under specialist care at the moment to try and see if we can rebalance his system and heal the damage that has occurred.
Well, look, thanks for the reminder today. It sounds like, one, that parents can't be too careful, but also that it really would make a big difference if there was some kind of mandatory training for people working in the restaurant and catering industry. So let's hope that that comes about.
That would help enormously, and this is not going away. There is 1 in 10 babies this year born with an allergy. This is increasing, not decreasing, and the awareness in the food services sector needs to increase.
Okay, thanks for your time today, Sandra, and
thank you.
Our best wishes to your son for future health, hey?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
That's Sandra Suras, whose son, Robert, had an anaphylactic reaction after eating a dessert he was told by restaurant staff was dairy-free. It was, in fact, ice cream.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.